conversations that speak to every color of who you are. This is Jen Tringale, and you're listening to the Jen Tringale Podcast. Hi there, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Jen Tringale. I'm really delighted to spend this time with you on the podcast, and thank you for listening. I truly believe that this is a word that can be directional for you, that this word that I'm going to share really carries the potential of a transformational moment. That's my prayer. And I say that because I'm going to be sharing with you words taken out of the scripture that are words that are really paramount for the time that we are living in right now. And so I believe that these words are going to translate to your life and that they will speak to you. I want to start by sharing a story with you. Quite a few years ago, I was in my one and only car accident. And the way that it happened is I was going to church on a Wednesday night, and it had been raining all throughout the day. It was one of those hot summer days. I was going down a back road, and I was coming down a hill to a stop sign. But because the road had been so hot and it had been raining, there had accumulated right at the end of this hill at this stop sign a puddle of oil that had been on the road. And so you can kind of see where this is probably going. As I came down the hill toward that stop sign, safe to say, maybe, you know, planning on stopping a little too fast, I hit that puddle of oil and slid right out beyond the stop sign onto a major route. I remember feeling the panic. Ugh, it's the worst feeling of sliding out. And it seemed like it was in slow motion. In real time, it was probably a millisecond of turning my head to the left to look out my driver's window to see if any car was coming. And there was a truck, a dump truck. Within split seconds, impact was made. Probably him going at about 40 miles an hour or so, pushed my car down the road, hit into another car, and then I went off into a ditch. I was driving a tiny little Toyota Corolla at the time. So you can imagine that my little Corolla was absolutely no help with this truck that barreled right into me as I slid out in front of it. It was terrifying. And I remember coming to a stop and the airbag had gone off and just the shock of it all. Of course, an ambulance came. Some friends of mine that lived right down the street came and they got me out of the car. I didn't have any broken bones that I knew of. It was really quite miraculous. And they took me to the local emergency room. Well, even when getting out of the car, I immediately, though I could feel no broken bones, I was limping. And I was limping on the side of the impact where this truck had hit. Got to the hospital, limped in, waited, and they checked me all out, x-rays and all the things that they do. And I'm still in kind of really shock from all this happening. I had to go to a few different rooms for x-rays, and so I'm limping all along the way. So finally, the results come back, and the doctor comes in, and he said, "Honestly, I have no idea how this is possible, but you are completely fine, other than a few scrapes on my face from the window shattering. There was literally nothing wrong with me." I said, "There's nothing wrong." He said, "You are perfectly fine. You'll probably be a little sore tomorrow, but it is a miracle that you are totally fine." As I stood to get my things with my precious friends that were there with me, I started limping toward the door and the doctor stopped me. And he said, "Ms. Tringale, I want to just tell you again, you're okay. You're fine." And I said, "Oh, I know. Thank you so much." He said, "Well, you're limping." And I said, yeah, I think maybe it's just the shock of the impact. And he said, it's important that you put weight on that leg immediately. I said, well, I will as soon as I feel comfortable. He said, no, you have to do it now. Because if not, you will actually develop a pattern that will be very hard to break down the road. It was so shocking to me. I thought, buddy, give me a break. I mean, this is hours from just happening, and it's miraculous I even survived it. And here this guy's pushing me, you know. But I realized what he was doing. He was trying to keep me from suffering an injury in my mind that would hinder me physically in the future. This is really a story that I'm telling you to set up this verse in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. And it says this, therefore, strengthen the hands that hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. The NIV translation says, make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. The New American Standard, make straight paths for your feet so that the limb which is impaired may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. And this one is probably my favorite. It's the Amplified. It says, cut through. Make firm, plain, and smooth paths for your feet so that the lame and halting limb may not be put out of joint, but rather that it may be cured. I've been hearing this phrase just rolling around in my spirit probably for the last 2 or 3 weeks or so. And it's basically a phrase that can be summed up as, don't settle for a lame version of you. Don't settle for the limp, but rather let it be healed. The writer of the book of Hebrews is writing to all of the church at large, and he's using this picture of a runner to symbolize the body of Christ. And then he's representing God's plan and purpose as the race that this runner is to run. And I really feel like this speaks almost prophetically to the task at hand for our lives in our generation right now. It would be very easy for us to get overwhelmed with what's going on in the world right now, nations attacking nations. It would be very easy to get completely overwhelmed with what's going on in the political realm, in the morality of our nation, in the media, in the distrust that could leave us really feeling like things are hopeless. But the church of Jesus Christ, you and I, as Christ's followers, we aren't meant to live as the victims of an era. We are meant to live in partnership with God and make history. It has been said that God is not looking for a people that will merely predict the future, whether good or bad. But God is looking for a people that will partner with Him in His plan and His will, and create the future with His words. Think about what Isaiah 42 says. Behold, He says, look, the former things, they've already come to pass, but I'm doing a new thing, and I now declare it. And before it even springs forth, I tell it to you. God is wanting to partner with you to release His word that will release a new day in your life. But in order to do that, He's basically saying, let that which is lame in your life be healed. Now, in our humanity, typically if we suffer an injury, if we take a hit, if we get hurt, it's not that we're so willing to stay hurt as it is that we just find ways to cope. Think about the story of the man at the gate beautiful. He was lame. He couldn't walk. And every day they would set him out there, not to look for a cure for his lameness, but to beg for money. And so one day the disciples come along and he asks them for money. And as the story goes, the apostle said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but such as I do have, I give to you." In other words, heaven was meeting this man saying, "No, no, no, don't cope anymore. Receive the cure." When I looked up this word lame, it's actually defined as a limp, something that cripples, to have a halt in your step. And this is really wild. You know, most professional sports teams now include a sports psychologist as part of their physical therapy team, because it's been discovered that almost 40%, listen to this, 40% of a physical injury recovery is beliefs, what you think about, and your emotions. See, they realize that many pro athletes struggle with getting the injury that they experienced out of their mental perception of who they were and what they could do. This one particular sports psychologist was quoted as saying, "The mental halt will delay the progress of the body healing, so much so that at times, even once the injury has healed, the athlete has a hard time believing it is healed and will continue walking, running, and performing as if the injury still exists." That's what that doctor was trying to tell me that day. He was saying, "Jen, I know you took a hit. I know you went through something traumatic, but we've checked you out. It was momentary, but there's nothing here that will last forever, and you need to trust and put weight on this again." Another definition of a limp is defined as a protective walking pattern. It's something that is meant to put limitations on you. The sports psychologist went on to say that it's essential for athletes to regain movement quickly. Otherwise, the limp becomes the brain's new norm, almost like a default setting. And once it is locked in, it can be very hard to mentally reverse it. So this passage of scripture in Hebrews is charging us with this, really, you've got to grab hold of this tone. It's ringing loud and clear. And it's saying, "Make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather let it be healed." The charge is saying, what is the limp in your life? What is the hurt? What was the thing that put a halt in your step? What is there that has kind of caused you to cope with a protective walking pattern? Because God is saying, don't settle for the limp. Don't back off. Don't shrink up. You weren't made for backing off. You were made for taking ground. The book of Jeremiah says, we are not of those that shrink back. We are those that overcome. God is speaking to us in this, I believe. And I believe he's saying, look, the hurt you experienced is not supposed to become a halt in your mind. Because if you let it, it will take you off course from what God has planned for your life. You see, when hurts come, when attacks come, when things try to push us into a protective pattern, a self-protection pattern, we have to see it for what it is. We have to understand that the injury or the hurt itself is not the real point of the attack. Whatever the pain it is you've been through, whatever the disappointment, whatever was the broken trust, the loss isn't the play of the enemy of your soul against you. The strategy for that attack was that you would live in the confines of the injury for the rest of your days. That you would shift from experiencing pain in the moment to being forever disabled. And this is what the Hebrew writing is warning us of. Don't do this. Don't let this disable you, because if you do, it will dislocate you. Today in the church world, there are many that once were a part of a local church, and their experience that they shared and why they are no longer present is what we hear about a lot. It's something called church hurt. I wrote a piece on this last year, actually, that was published about this topic of church hurt. And I talked about how much of this is real, but also much of it is misconception. But regardless, there is genuine pain that is felt. But we've got to see it for what it is, that really, it's just an attempt to dislocate you. And God is saying, rather than be dislocated, to come home, to be healed. Don't let the limp become a permanent part of who you are. The enemy of your soul would want you to believe that your wounds are eternal. He would like us to believe that the triggers that we feel are forever, that the limp is permanent, so that you will forever adjust to a protective walking pattern. But I love how the Mirror Bible says this verse in Hebrews 12, verse 13. It says, "Don't let a recurrent injury force you out of the race." Don't let hurt or pain force you into no more vision seeking, no more believing, no more bold leaps of faith, no more church connecting, no more relationship building, but to live a shut down existence. That is not who you are. Who you are is a redeemed runner. You weren't created and redeemed to live a life of being triggered from past injuries for the rest of your life. Hear me in saying this. Don't adjust to the limp, but rather let it be healed. I love this word healed in this portion of scripture because it actually means to cure. It means to be restored to soundness, to get rid of harmful and undesirable conditions. I love this. Are you ready for this? It means to mend the breach. So I believe what God is saying in this is that in the face of hurt and even chaos, in the face of adversity and setbacks, in the midst of living in a generation where outright evil is on display, remember that we are here to receive and to reveal the cure, to testify of the cure, to declare the cure, to be solutionaries and go about doing good. See, there's a lot being said about our world right now and even believers' role in it. I've heard people say that about the nation I live in, that America is lost, that it's a lost cause, and some are moving on to other nations. But I believe this would be entirely disconnected from the heart of the Father and even what we see in Scripture. You see, it's important that I let God address any place that would be a limp or something that is lame in my life. Why? Because in the book of Matthew, as believers, we are given the charge to make disciples of the nations. What did he say in Proverbs? "Ask of me and I will give you the nations." In 2 Chronicles, he said, "If you will come to me and humble yourself and and seek my face in turn, have a transformation from your old mindset and your old ways and live my kingdom ways. What did he say? I will heal your land. See, I believe God is saying to us as believers, don't settle for a lame America. Don't settle for a lame education system. Don't settle for lame and crooked government, but rather let it be healed. If I receive healing, then I have it to give. Now I can stand, we can stand and pray bold prayers of faith over our cities, over our schools, over our nations. Why? Because we believe in the cure. We believe that when we pray, things happen every single time. And you don't have to be famous to have it happen. You don't have to be important in man's eyes to have it happen. No, all you have to do is believe in the name that is above every name. So as I share this word with you on the podcast this month, I want to encourage you to take stock with you and the Lord and say, God, is there any place of a limp in my life? Is there a place where I have resigned myself to coping instead of receiving the cure from Jesus, who is the cure? Lord, is there a place where I have settled for a protective walking pattern? Because if so, if you will confess that to the Lord and say, Jesus, would you come in and take my protective walking pattern and heal me? Would you take that which I've allowed to be a limp from something that hurt me, something that injured me? As I give it to you, I receive my healing. Because I want to remind you what it says about who Jesus is. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus told the disciples, go tell what you see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the poor have good news preached to them. So let that which is lame in you be healed. And I encourage you to pray over this nation, whatever nation you might be listening from. We're meant to be salt and light, to make disciples of nations. God asked us to ask him for the nation. So would you pray over the United States of America? Would you pray over Europe and Africa and Asia? Would you pray over the nations of the world and say, Father, it is not your plan for the nations of the world to be lame. Rather, let them be healed. Would you pray it believing that when you pray from heaven into the earth? I want to pray over you right now. Father, I thank you for your holy word that every time is illuminating, every time is transforming, every time brings power, Lord, that opens our eyes to see what we could not see, to walk in transformation, to walk in power. I pray over every person listening, God, that your transforming power would reach in and go into any place that is halting or limping or is a protective nature in our lives. Father, that you would show it to us and that you would heal it. Lord, I thank you that you didn't call us to live a life of being triggered. You called us to soundness. You called us to the cure that is Jesus. And he took stripes on his back for our healing. We receive the healing of Jesus in every part of who we are right now. We give that hurt, we give that pain to you. And Father, right now, we pray over the United States of America. We pray over Europe, over Africa, over Asia, Father, over the nations of the world. And Father, though some would say that they are lost, that they're lame, that they're limping, that it's too far gone, we say rather, let them be healed. We speak the healing to the nations, the healing of Jesus, the cure, the Christ, the restorer, and the repairer of the breach. We thank you, Father, that you are working right now in the nations of the world, and we believe you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I want to thank you for listening again this month to the podcast. And whether you're a longtime listener or maybe you're new to the podcast, I just want to say welcome. This podcast is designed and intended to be a word in due season for your life and for the season that you are living in, that it would equip you and help you to walk fully in every part of who God made you to be. I want to invite you to check out more tools that we have available for you on my website at jentrengale.com. I'd also like to invite you, if you are a listener of this podcast, to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with us. This year in 2024, God has given us an assignment to go global. We are going into the nations of the world to awaken destiny and to speak to his plans and purposes within people, churches, and even nations. This year, we are going back to the island nation of Grenada, where we have gone for over 27 years. We are excited about some new things that God is doing in that nation as we work with churches and pastors and the government of that nation. Later in the year, I am going to Europe. I'm so excited about this. There are doors that are opening in Europe, and it is critical that we send the word of God into those places for things to line up according to his plan. I would be so honored if you would prayerfully consider partnering with me as we go global this year. I want to thank you in advance for participating in your prayer, in your finances, in your love, in your support. All of it makes a difference, and I am so grateful. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us for the podcast this month. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week, everybody, and I will see you back here next time. Bye-bye.